was one of those verses in the Bible that I really wish wasn't in there. There are more than one that fall into that category. But from Romans chapter 3, Paul addressing the church, he says, "For among you there is no distinction. There is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As is, I'm sure, everyone, we are heartbroken
over the
continuing problems with oil spilling into the Gulf of Mexico. Heartbroken in a variety of ways. For us, it's got a little bit of a personal hook in that
Gulf Shores,
Alabama is our favorite vacation spot. We've been going there
on and off
in various ways
for over 20 years. It is the beach on which Jeannie and I were married. Turning brown. And it doesn't seem to be able to stop.
Which leads to another
equally, if not more, disturbing feature of
this whole mess. That is the rhetoric. The rhetoric
on both sides of any
process to figure out
what to do next. Both sides are getting stuck in the blame game. Well, why did it happen this way? Why can't they clean it up? Why isn't somebody doing more?
On one hand, it's the fault of the
current administration for lagging behind and intervening. On the other hand, it's the fault of the previous administration for lack of regulatory oversight. And the more we ask why, the louder the rhetoric, the less gets done. The shrill rhetoric has not cleaned up one drop of oil, nor stopped one barrel from continuing to leak. And yet, our political and ecological and social world is still full of people yelling at each other. Why? It's becoming irrelevant to the question, what now? So that's what I want to talk about this morning, about just in general, if not the Gulf in specific. The process by which we move from
why
to what now. And the reason I think we don't do that as quickly as we might is it's very difficult. Because moving from why to what now involves confronting the reality of that biblical text. All have sinned. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. With respect to that particular issue, but also by extension, more generally, when we face crises in our lives. Moving from why to what now
involves confronting our own complicity.
None of us busted the oil rig. But all of us depend on oil.
In ways that are pretty dramatic.
All of us not only depend on oil to run our cars and do all of the things that the oil industry provides for us, machines that make virtually everything we use. Everything that's made of plastic is a petroleum product. But also, the oil in the Gulf enables us to do it much more cheaply than most any other place on Earth. Gasoline prices in Western Europe are twice what they are here. In fact, a little more than that. Our need for our lifestyle and the way we live drives our complicity in what it takes to meet that need. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and our own complicity in the need for what has become a disaster. Well, we have to confront that in order to move from why to what now. It's not only our complicity in that problem. It's a sense of commonality that goes with the reality that all have sinned. Sin is, I think, less a matter of this or that bad little thing that we do or fail to do. It's rather a condition under which all of us live. We are unable, as Paul says, to do the things I want. It seems it's woven into the fabric of who we are collectively to be unable to fully get it right all the time. Part of what is. We are all in a pretty similar leaky boat. All of us have things in our past that we would rather weren't there. We have things in our future that we hope never to repeat. But we are bound together in a commonality of both failing and misunderstanding. It seems to me that to move from why this to what now, in any set of circumstances that confront us, if we understand that all of us are part of the problem, and that it's a fabric and factor of our lives that draws us together, that might raise our tolerance level. It might make us understand that though there are people with whom we disagree, and there are people who have done us wrong, we're all in this together. I find it interesting that the insurance industry, with regard to car wreck, almost never assigns total blame to one person when offended by their action. The wrong person, the one who was stopped at a stop sign, hit from behind. Well, they bear some responsibility because they were at that place at that particular time.
Acknowledging complicity, recognizing commonality, recognizing that we all have done things that we've even gotten away with, I think enables us to stop the why and blame game and to move it forward.
All short of the glory of God. Well, we've pretty well beaten that into the ground, haven't we? And while I'm somewhat reluctant to acknowledge that that text is in the Bible, I also look two chapters ahead in Romans to another one-liner from St. Paul, where he says, where sin abounded, certainly sin abounds. Where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. That the trump card is God's grace that enables us to figure out what now. I really like that verse in the Bible, where grace abounded, or where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. But it's not my favorite verse in the Bible. My favorite verse in the Bible isn't even in the Bible, but it should be. And I've told you this before, let not the ideal be the enemy of the good. None of us can work toward cleaning up the gulf or solving any other intractable problem. But because we can't perfectly deal with it, let not the ideal be the enemy of the good. We can take a baby step forward. We can contribute in some way
in response to a disaster itself or any circumstance in our own life. We can contribute once we recognize our complicity and commonality. We have plans to go to the Gulf in August. And short of the entire
beach being closed,
I think we're going to go anyway. Both to honor that place and to, in some way, patronize the restaurants and so on that are struggling. And maybe even be of use if possible. Now that's just one way that, in this particular instance, we're going to try to do a little something. But I think all of us can do a little something
in a variety of different things.
The earth has been wounded for reasons
that are
multifaceted
and for which all of us bear some responsibility.
In
response to that, we can
do the earth
a little good in some way. We can
plant a tree,
pay a little more close attention to recycling,
we can
dial back the cruise control a couple miles an hour, we'll get there.
There are
wildlife rehabilitation centers that use volunteer time
and
money from donors. Activity, spending a little money, changing our way of work. Let not the ideal be the enemy of the good, where sin abounded, grace abounded all the more. Make it a little better in a simple, small way.
And maybe
more generally,
and this is the part of the
sermon that I've often said when I do my preaching, I preach about things that I most need to hear because I'm the only minister I ever listen to. Joke in my house that I have the right to remain silent but not the ability. That shrill rhetoric I was talking about a while ago, I'm prone to that. But has now taught me that when I take the offering plate, I should pass it to the right, not the left. Well, the reason I've been reluctant to do that is I have kind of a
left-leaning bend
in my rhetoric, which is at odds with a lot of people I know and love. The point is, the shrillness of rhetoric on any or either side of the aisle does not help. And I think in honor of seeking what now? The disaster in the Gulf or any such thing. It helps to take a breath, to recognize that we are all recipients of the grace of God, which enables us to dial back the shrillness of our own rhetoric, seeking to blame others for the problem, and rather working with others who may feel very differently, politically, economically, it matters not, when the common goal is to move us forward, to be of some use, to do some good. All and fall short of the glory of God. We're all in this together. We're all in a boat, floating on oil. And yet where sin abounded, grace abounds all the more, enabling us to find a way to contribute in a small way. If everyone on earth recycled one more pop can, it would not counteract or counterbalance the wounding of the oil spill, but it would be noticeable and it would make a difference. And we can dial back the judgment and the shrillness and the blame game so that hand in hand we can say, what now? Let's figure it out. Let's figure it out together. Sin abounded, grace abounds all the more.